Hello, America. I want to talk to you about a friend of mine named Rod Eccles. You see, Rod's made a career out of kicking ass, and you want to know why? Because that's what Americans do. We don't talk pretty, and every now and then we step on a few toes. I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to bet you are too. I think we're ready for a healthy dose of truth, justice, and the American way. That's why I tune into Rod weekdays 9 to noon, and I pray to God you'll join me. So together, we can get back to making America great.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
The fastest 3 hours in internet talk radio is right here, powered by Zinc Media Arts. I can't believe that we get through 3 hours of this program so damn fast. I mean, the first 2 hours are in the bag, in the tank already, and here we are in hour number three. Just it always goes so fast. Unbelievable. And I never get through, well, I can never say never. It's rare, extremely rare. Maybe, you know, twice a year I'll actually be able to get through everything that I had researched for that day's show in the paper pile. Maybe twice a year. And it's usually towards the end of the year when I know I have to clean things up anyway because we're going into the holidays. But other than that, so I don't even look up that much. That's the only way I can get through everything, is if I don't investigate too much. But It's hard to pare that stuff. Do you know how difficult it is for me to decide which stories I'm going to talk about because I have such a limited amount of time? The stories out there, there's a plethora of stuff that I want to cover, which is why sometimes I'll keep the stuff in the paper pile and try to get to it at the end and clean it up at the end of the week. But even that doesn't work very well. It is what it is, folks. But one of the things that we got to take some time on, is a little bit more time on, is this whole Jack Dorsey thing and the Twitter. Now, people on Twitter. Now, as amazing as it sounds, that ever since the last Twitter purge, and Twitter has said, used the excuse that they were trying to clean up dead accounts again. I don't know what Twitter considered to be a dead account. Because there are lots of, again, like I said before, there's plenty of third-party software out there that will tell you everything that you could possibly want to know about your Twitter followers, your current followers, and your potential followers, and people that you follow, and who you might want to, tell you everything you want to know about them. And some of these third parties will also tell you when the last time or how often somebody tweets. And I've used some of this, and I've got people who follow me, who follow a lot of people, but the software can't detect any time at all that they've tweeted. And indeed, you go directly to their Twitter page or profile, and you don't see any tweets. Now, are they bots? Maybe some of them are, because then you go over and you go to use another piece of software, and it says, check, are these, who are bots that are following? And the people that have never or unknown to have tweeted, some of them aren't bots, don't come up as bots. So are they bots? Or are they just people who like to read all this stuff? And this is because, look, a lot of people say Twitter is where they get the news. Twitter and Facebook is where they get their news. So maybe they're just following people that they think will give them accurate news so that they follow. But they don't tweet themselves for whatever reason. But in any case, a person who hasn't tweeted, I don't know, in 12 months or ever, is that a dead account? I don't know. I don't know what they're calling dead accounts. But I noticed, along with a lot of other people, that they lost a lot of followers. But as soon as that happened, I mean, I've been shooting up northwards. And I'm not doing much. Although I did notice the other day, I went from approximately 6,850 people that I was following to over 6,900. And I didn't follow a single person. I didn't follow a single new person that day. And I all of a sudden, I'm following 50 people I never followed, I guess. I don't know. Kind of interesting to me, but that happened yesterday. So on a Sunday. So, I mean, it could happen. A lot of this shenanigans, I guess, happens on the weekend when they think that people aren't paying attention. But because of all the shenanigans that Twitter does, I pay attention to it every day. And so it's just a way. Hey, I can see if 50 new people followed me. But if I'm not following anybody new, if I don't press that button, follow, how the hell did my following numbers jump by 50 people? Well, maybe because they put people back that you were following once before when they took them down. That would be the only two explanations are that there were more than 50 people that Twitter deleted than put back. As, oh, sorry, we made a mistake, or they're following people for me, or both. But I find it interesting. And now I have been purging my own Twitter list, people whom I follow. Like, again, using the third-party software, I find people that that have never tweeted. Why the hell am I following you if you haven't tweeted in a year or more? And the reason is because those numbers, believe it or not, the ratios are very important. And for what I've noticed is that when my ratio of following to followers increases, in other words, when there are more people following me than I'm following, it for some reason it makes me look a little bit more reputable and people want to follow. And with that said, my engagement with people who are following me is going through the roof. I can no longer keep up with everybody. I didn't think that would ever happen, but I got to tell you, it's absolutely, I'm loving it. I'm so happy that people are being engaged by my tweets, or people that are tagging me and stuff, and I'm trying to engage back, but I can't keep up anymore. It is, usually during the week, during the afternoons especially, if I'm not within an hour, Twitter will say you have 99 plus notifications, and of course you try to go over and look at all these, and Twitter won't give you all the 99. Or 100 notifications. You can't see that many. It won't show them to you. And obviously I can't be on Twitter, 24/7. So I can't, a lot of times I can't get to a lot of people. But some of that third-party software that they use does go back and look at some of the more popular tweets and shows them to me and says, you may want to respond to this or this. And I'll do that. So again, third-party software helps me a lot managing Twitter because I can't often, my engagement is going through the roof and I just can't get to everybody and respond. So it's not like I'm ignoring people. This is what happens to people who have a large following and you think, well, they never get back to me. I always tag them. Yeah, they may not see it simply because Twitter won't let them see it. You get engagements and people start tagging you and stuff or responding to you, and you get those kinds of numbers of engagement. Twitter does not let you see it all. And even with third-party software, it gets very difficult to try to see as much as you want to see. So I can't see it all simply because I'm being prevented, not because I don't want to, but because I'm being prevented. And I want to tell people I honestly and thoroughly appreciate that you guys want to engage in what I'm tweeting about. That's important. It really is. Keep it up. And I'm doing my damnedest to keep up and trying to see as much as I possibly can, as much as Twitter and third-party software will let me see. Because otherwise I can't see it. I don't even know it's there. But keep at it, because a lot of you have a lot of great comments. A lot of great comments on tweets. And you even point out stuff that maybe I didn't think of before or was unable to put in a tweet, and you put it in your tweet, and I like it and copy it and do whatever and repost it. It's good stuff. I really do appreciate it. And it shows that we're not going away easily. It gets very difficult for Twitter to silence people when the stuff is going viral. And people have done certain things such as they won't retweet something. They'll actually take a screenshot of it and then tweet it as well as share it on other social media. I find that's an interesting way of retweeting something. Now, it doesn't give quote unquote credit to the original tweeter. But again, I don't care about credit. It's the message that I want to get out there. And I've noticed that there are people that are taking screenshots of tweets now. And they're tweeting the screenshot. Now that's screwing up Twitter. Totally. Because they're trying to track the retweets. And they think that if they delete the tweet or force the tweeter, the Twitter person to delete a tweet that they don't like, that they get rid of it. That used to be the case. Not anymore. Why? Because conservatives have gotten smart. You know, they think, yeah, I'm going to retweet this and Twitter is going to delete it. How about if I just take a screenshot? Now it changes the whole dynamic of that tweet. It's a different tweet. And a lot of times Twitter has problem reading the picture. You know, the Twitter bots have a hard time reading the pic, because now it's a picture. The screenshot's a picture. So it can't read exactly what the picture says. It has to rely on the metadata or meta tagging along the picture. And a lot of people either don't put in the metadata or the metadata automatically is incomplete. And so the tweet stays up. I think that's brilliant. I never would have thought of that. Now, I think of a lot of different ways to try to get around whatever Twitter's doing. I never thought about taking a screenshot of somebody's tweet and then turning it in, because you take a screenshot, it's now a picture, and then posting that tweet as a picture in a tweet. Never would have thought of it. I didn't think of it. Lots of other people have and are doing it. And I think that is fabulous. So even though Dorsey is out there admitting that, you know, he's we lean left. Yeah, you think? He goes on there saying that he was on CNN over the weekend saying we need to constantly show that we are not adding our own bias, which I fully admit is more left-leaning. The real question, he says, behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? And we are not. You meant to say you are. Wait. You lean left. Your ideology is left. You're deleting tweets and people who are on the right. But you expect us to believe that you're not guided by your political ideology or viewpoints? Now, I know this man must be think we stupid. If that were not the case, you would not have so many people taking the extraordinary extra step of taking a tweet and turning it into a picture. The only reason people do this is because some people who are smarter than I when it comes to this kind of stuff have figured out that it's harder for Twitter to track a picture than it is words. And these people have decided to take words and turn the words into a picture. And thus make sure that it's less likely that it's going to be detected and taken down. You do not do that if you don't believe there is no kind of bias. And the bias only, the belief in such a bias only comes about because it's based in reality. Remember, I've always said, and scientists even back me up on this, all mythology and legend is based in some part on historical fact. Now, you know, mermaids? Oh, well, mermaids have turned out to be nothing more than, you know, manatees and walruses. If you go back and they can pinpoint the time, you know, and, you know, the people crossing, taking long voyages across the ocean with scurvy and other nutritional deficiencies, and they would see things. Or they take things out of context. They say, oh, you know, they see a walrus or something, and the walrus is making this kind of, you know, they actually make terrible noise. But from a distance, if you're suffering from malnutrition, you can see things, hallucinations of these creatures, and turn them into something else. That's where mermaids come from. So there is a reality behind. Now, are mermaids real? Well, most likely no. But is this myth and legend based on some fact? Yes. So when it comes to Twitter being biased, I mean, are they as bad as some of us say? Maybe not. But is this bias based on reality and fact? Yes. Abso-freaking-lutely. Jack Dorsey knows this, he admits it, but then lies and said it has no basis on how they administer Twitter. Really? We're supposed to believe that you're left-leaning, knowing how leftists are in this country. They want to shut up anybody who they don't agree with, not argue with them, not debate them, not give them counterpoints. Oh, no, they just want to shut you up. And so we're supposed to believe that Twitter, because they're left-leaning, doesn't mind that if right-leaning people express their opinion on Twitter. Again, he must be think we stupid. Unbelievable. And, of course, he's on CNN, so CNN isn't and didn't take him to task on this. Because if he were to go on Fox, I mean, can you imagine Jack Dorsey on Fox and Friends? No, I don't think he'd get out of there alive, but at least not with his sanity, because they tear into this guy for what he just said. Are you kidding me? Oh, and by the way, Jack is basically a girly man pajama boy, and he's got this stupid beard growing. I guess beards do not make a man. Just want to say, personally, I don't like beards on most men look better without a beard, especially when they're younger, because they don't know how to take care of it. There are some guys that have their good grooming habits, you know, they're handsome guys in beards. Some guys look good in beards, some guys look better in beards. Most guys, in my opinion, do not. Especially the younger ones, you know, the millennials, who don't know how to take care of a beard. If you want to look like a caveman, that's one. If that's the look you're going for, okay, but it's not winning you any accolades, let me tell you. Dorsey has this, now he's rather well-groomed, but he looks like an idiot in this beard. Let's face it, I don't think Jack Dorsey's a bad-looking guy. He's a fairly decent-looking guy when he doesn't have a beard. Now he just looks like he's really trying too hard to be masculine, and it's not working. Have you ever watched the comedy? What is it? Oh, geez. All the science nerds. No, not Third Rock from the Sun, but the Big Bang Theory. Have you ever watched that? Okay, now, you know what I'm talking about. None of those guys, except for maybe the Jewish one who's undersex but wants to be oversex. But none of those guys are actually the epitome of masculinity. Not even Johnny Galecki. He's probably the most masculine looking and acting one of the bunch. And that's not saying much. Well, obviously, Sheldon really is gay. And his person who plays him really is gay. I don't know about the others. But can you imagine any one of those leading male characters in The Big Bang Theory deciding to be more masculine by growing beards? It wouldn't work for any. Now, yeah, I know one of them is Indian from India, so that wouldn't work anyway. He probably can't even grow one. I get it. But any of them trying to grow a beard to be more, it would not work. That's Jack Dorsey. It doesn't work. Sorry. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And doesn't mean that it's going to help you. I don't know. Look, this is one, the reason why a lot of younger millennials and younger have beards now is because they're just too damn lazy to do it. We know. You know, they've done studies on this. The grooming habits of millennials are terrible. They're a lot worse than previous generations. They're lazy. Now, I'm not talking that they need to be, you know, metrosexuals, you know, male or female metrosexuals. They don't have to do that. But just to take a little bit of pride in their appearance, they don't. I mean, there are times when it's just you walk into a particular office and it reeks like a gym. And why? Because half the millennials in there haven't showered in the past 2 days. That's why. I mean, the grooming habits are terrible. So one, they look terrible when they're trying to grow a beard because they're damn lazy and they don't keep it anyway. But two, it doesn't help. Make them more masculine. Not in my book. Sorry. Doesn't. It's not looks. It's actions. Your actions give you away. I can't wait for the day. You know, because right now the big brouhaha is trying to figure out who's going to be the next James Bond. Yeah, I've already said my piece about that. Elba should not be James Bond. I've already said very specifically why it's a bad idea, and I won't accept it. Not because I don't like Elba, Idris Elba. Fine actor. I just don't think he's James Bond. And I've given plenty of reasons for that. And I've given the counter. Okay, the next Avengers movie or whatever, the character of the Black Panther must be played by a white guy. And everybody flipped out when I said that. Really? There are white Africans, you know. There are Arabic Africans, you know. So they could be white. You know, it's not the guy behind the mask that's called the Black Panther. It's because of the suit that he wears. You put on the suit, you know, and you don't even know who's behind that mask, right? It's like Iron Man. There's been Tony Stark, who's white, but there's also been black in the comic books, black Iron Man. A black person played Iron Man. So he's behind the suit. You don't know who's behind the mask. Well, why can't they do that with Black Panther? They just can't. Well, that's why they can't do that with James Bond. But you know this kind of stuff happens, and it doesn't make the person to be any, you put a white person behind the Black Panther mask does not make them the Black Panther. A black person playing James Bond does not make him James Bond. Do you understand? And all these people are saying, well, they're characters, they're fictional. They're based on something that comes out of the artist or the creator's mind that is real to them. Ian Fleming had a picture of who James Bond is. The creators of Black Panther, you know, Stan Lee, had a vision of who Black Panther is. that is just as much a reality as anything else is. But you want to change the surface of it to make you feel better. And this is what a lot of these millennials do. They try to change the surface of their, to try to hide their femininity, their over-femininity, by growing these scraggly beards, and it doesn't work. I mean, none of these things work to try to, but mostly it's just due to just poor grooming habits. It really is. And it's awful to say. Well, the truth is that millennials are just freaking lazy. That's the truth. Yeah, look at this. Nothing works now. Gotta love it. There we go.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
To you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, Monday, August number 20, are thus. It is Cupcake Day. Self-explanatory. Don't need to get into that delicious treat of cupcakes. It is also National Bacon Lovers Day. Again, pretty self-explanatory. I thought that was every day, by the way, for bacon lovers. But it is National Bacon Lovers Day. You can even have a cupcake that tastes like bacon. And it is National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Now, I like pecan pie, just never had a chocolate one. I've got to try that one out. And you can wash it all down with lemonade because today is National Lemonade Day. That's food. It's also National Radio Day. So we're heavily into that here, obviously. And it is also Stay Home with Your Kids Day. Have a three-day weekend by staying home with your kids. So if you already went to work and your kids are not in school, go home. Be with your kids. It's also World Mosquito Day. Takes place on the anniversary of the day in 1897 when British doctors, you shouldn't say doctors, just one doctor, I guess. This guy, Sir Ronald Ross, discovered that the female anopheles, mosquitoes, transmit malaria between humans and mosquito. This led to scientists' ability to better understand the relationship between mosquitoes and diseases and what could be done to combat it. In 1902, Ross received the Nobel Peace Prize for medicine for his work. Since the 1930s, the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has held commemorative celebrations each year, honoring Dr. Sir Ronald Ross for his discovery of these. Mosquitoes are kind of nasty-looking things, by the way. If you ever see an up-close picture, a blown-up picture of them, they're kind of nasty-looking things. They look kind of disgusting. But there you have it. And finally today, it is Virtual Worlds Day. Virtual Worlds Day. Didn't we just have a movie that did fairly well at the box office that Ready Player One, I think was the title of it, but about a whole virtual world. So that kind of stuff is coming. We already have people that would get, what was it? The thing online, secondhand, second world, whatever, Second Life. That's it. Second Life. We've already had a number of people that were getting lost into that, and that's not even very good. Virtual stuff because it's only on your computer. But we also have people that were there. There are people that are pissed that we don't have a Matrix-like virtual reality service now. You know, they were promised this back when the Wachowski brothers, who are now the Wachowski sisters, I think. Well, one of them did a sex change, right? At least one of them. I don't know if both of them did. I think at least one of them did. Well, they're not twins, so I don't know what you call them. The Wachowski siblings now, they're still brothers as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, you get the picture. I did. They were supposed to have developed this. I don't know what happened to it. There was a Matrix. It said it was coming. But this was a long time ago. I mean, you're talking over a decade ago. We're supposed to be getting this Matrix thing, and it never developed. Not that I'm disappointed. I'm glad that it hasn't, but it is coming. In any case, so those are your holidays for today, August number 20. So go out and celebrate responsibly. Especially if you're going to eat all that chocolate pecan pie and cupcakes and bacon. Whew. And all that sugary lemonade. Got calories. Netflix has deleted its user reviews. Netflix is in hot water with a lot of its users. Now, the only reason why Netflix is not responding as fast as people would like them to respond is because their foreign memberships are growing at an alarmingly fast rate. But here in North America, U.S. and Canada, they're starting to run into some troubles because of their decisions. Now, this isn't really... Now, if you'll notice that if you have Netflix, I have Netflix. Netflix is also in... And this is also starting to cheese off some of their North American subscribers. Netflix has got an awful lot of Netflix original content, and they keep adding more and more. But some of it they're importing. And this importation of stuff is very left-leaning. I've told you about this Brazilian series from Netflix Studios, Brazilian. Terrible acting, even by Brazilian standards. But it is extremely left-leaning. It's called 3%, and it takes Atlas Shrugged, you know, and John Galt, and turns it on its head. It's an amazing thing. Now, I watched the first season of it, and I'm trying to watch the second season. They've doubled down on this nonsense and have gone way over the... I've only gotten three episodes in, and I can't watch anymore because it ticks me off every time I watch it now. Because basically what they're doing is... Now in Atlas Shrugged, there's an island. Evidently, and people have speculated that it's Iceland. There's an island where the doers, the capitalists, the smart minds, the achievers get taken off to this island where they can where government doesn't overly crush them. They're free to become and do what they want to do. Well, this is what the island called the offshore in 3% is like. They take the best of the best, if you will. And you have to go through these stupid challenges in order to be picked to do this. But they take the best of the best that pass these challenges and these tests, and they become members of the offshore. Well, there are people who are on the mainland that don't like that idea. And so instead of trying to figure out ways for more people to be able to get to the offshore, they want to destroy the offshore. The offshore isn't doing anything other than giving people an opportunity to come out of that ridiculousness of poverty that this program shows. I don't know how anybody... I guess it'd be Venezuela now. So it would be... just think of it. It would be like there being an island off the coast of Venezuela that allows Venezuelans who pass the test, who are worthy to go to this island, to live freely away from over government corruption and that kind of thing from the government of Venezuela. And Venezuelans, looking at it, instead of saying and striving to better themselves to want to be able to go to this offshore island, but instead Venezuelans, not the government, Venezuelans themselves, plotting to destroy and take down the island. That's what this 3% program is. This is the kind of crap that Netflix is importing from their foreign studios and now trying to show to North American Netflix members. People are getting ticked off about this. So now Netflix has deleted its user review. So you're not going to be able to leave a user-based review anymore. You're not going to be able to see user-based reviews of stuff. And instead, Netflix is relying completely on this recommended. Since you watch this, we recommend you will like this. Now, I got to tell you, I rarely watch anything that Netflix has recommended because I'm not interested in any of it. Because you watch this, you'll find, half the time, they'll recommend something that I've already seen. Well, wait, you can't. Your algorithm can't figure out what I've already watched, so you're going to recommend stuff that I've already watched. And if it's not something I've already watched, I have absolutely no interest in watching. And if you think the whole star system, thumb up, thumb down type of thing, if you think you can influence what you get recommended, don't bet on it. I mean, there is stuff that I have watched that I have given one star. Guess what Netflix recommends that I might like? Something I've already watched and given one star to. This whole system doesn't work. They're trying to force crap upon at least the North American viewers. And we're catching on, and we're not liking it. However, you can't say Netflix isn't responding to criticism, especially when the criticism is costing them viewers and memberships. It only took him 3 months. Now in the left world, that's pretty damn fast. But after about 3 months, after this whole Michelle Wolf thing exploded, they finally canceled her program on Netflix. It only took him 3 months, which in the leftist realm, that's pretty damn fast. We've been complaining that they signed a deal with the Obamas since they were announcing that they might do it, and haven't heard a word out. Whether or not the Obamas actually produce anything, I don't know. If they're going to allow them to produce anything, I don't know. If they're actually going to show whatever the Obamas produce, I don't know yet. But no one, they haven't talked about it at all. They signed the Obamas to some sort of deal. That's the last we've heard of it. So that's been almost going on, for almost a year now. So we'll have to wait and see what they actually do with the Obamas and that. But they did can Michelle Wolf, just so you know. So you can put pressure on these leftists in at certain times when you hit them in their wallets, I guess. Now I've been a member of Netflix since 2003 or so. Back in the day when they had only DVDs, when I was getting 2 and 3 DVDs at a time. And it was fairly cheap back then. It was like, $7 or $8 a month for that. And it's still fairly inexpensive. What is it, $10 or $11 now for on-demand? Do they still have the CD or DVD version subscription? Maybe in some in North, do they still have that here in North America? I have no idea. I don't know if they stopped it or not, but they were definitely trying to push people away from it. That's why they used to be able to have the streaming and the DVDs, and then they split it. And so if you wanted both, it was going to cost you twice, double what it cost you before, because it was like both were like $8 a month or $9 a month. before they split it was like $9 or $10 a month. Then they split it and charged both sides like $9, and it was like, I don't need the DVDs. So I know that they were trying to push people away from that and go to streaming, because not everything is on. Well, not everything that was on DVD was also on streaming. Now I don't know if they're remedying that fact now. They might be, but they oftentimes take stuff off of. You know, stuff leaves Netflix and stuff comes to Netflix, that type of thing. I know that cheeses off some people, too, because some people might have a movie that they're... This is why I say, if you really like something, if there's a movie that you find yourself watching over and over again, just go out and buy the DVD. You can probably get it at Walmart or Amazon for like $4 or $5 now. So just do it. I do it. I have a small collection of DVDs still, and they're not on Netflix. And I probably watch some of them at least once a year. You know, like Chicken Run, I still get a crack. You know, I still crack up every time I watch that. You know, and although we didn't do it this year, but you know, for most of the past decade, every year we've had a Lord of the Rings marathon, and I've used my extended version DVDs, and we've, you know, taken a weekend and watched, you know, 15 hours worth of movie back to back to back. You know, just get a bunch of friends together and you just make it a party. That kind of. So do that. If there are movies that you really enjoy that much, go out and buy them. Because they're not going to be available to you all the time in some rental place or on Netflix or what have you. I don't know of any. Well, I've seen the Amazon Prime is kind of tricky. I don't quite fully get it. I've got Amazon Prime, but you got to pay more to get a lot of the content on the video side, so I don't get it. I'm not happy with it, just saying. I don't get the full Amazon Prime thing. Yeah, and how the visual part of it works. I know how you order stuff and, you know, it comes to you, you know, no shipping, that kind of thing. And I order enough from Amazon to make it worthwhile, but on an annual basis. But I don't get the whole streaming part of it. Because there's, you know, I'll want to watch something and it says you can buy it, you can rent it, you can do this or upgrade your account. I'm like, wait, what? I'm not interested in seeing it that much. Because, you know, half the time either I can go to Redbox and get it for a couple of bucks or it's on Netflix or HBO. But speaking of which, cable. I just tried watching something on a channel on cable over the weekend that I used to get. I don't get. Folks. Your cable bill, you may say your cable bill didn't go up, but it did. And it went up because they're reducing the number of channels that you're getting in your particular package. They're moving them to up a level. So now if I want to get certain channels that I used to get, if I want to still get them, now I've got to boost my package and pay a even more ridiculous amount for it in order to get. So I say screw it. I'm not bothering with it. I don't deal with cable. So the more they do that kind of stuff, the more I end up watching Hulu and Netflix, and even now in a more increasing venue on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff that's on these networks that's either getting pirated or the networks themselves are putting it on their own YouTube channels. It's an amazing. Oh, so I got to pay cable, but I can get it for free over on YouTube. Or because, you know, you get Apple TV and you can get a lot of the apps for different networks and different networks, even though you're supposed to pay for it. A lot of the content on there, certain content they'll put behind a paywall that you'll have to upgrade your cable subscription, but a lot of the stuff they'll put up there in front. Or as long as you have a cable TV account, even if it's basic, you'll get to see a lot of the content that's on some of these channels, like DIY and stuff. I don't know who develops this type of system, but somebody's not too bright out there. Just saying. But in any case, Netflix cancels comedian Michelle Wolf's show because of and for those of you who don't remember, she was the comedian who said all kinds of, it kind of roasted press secretary back at the what was it the press thing? Some press dinner, luncheon, whatever. I don't know. President didn't go to it, but the press secretary did. And everybody flipped out over her. Really, not. It was just mean. It's not like roasting somebody, because she wasn't there to be roasted, for one. And two, it was just downright mean. Now, you might say they could get away with it if, you know, Sarah Sanders was being roasted, but she wasn't. Whoopi Goldberg was being roasted and she was dating Ted Danson, and Ted Danson came on in blackface. Well, that ended their relationship. See, there's just some things that even when you're roasting is just wrong and too mean. And that was Michelle Wolf, what she did. And she's finally paying, much like Kathy Griffin, she's now she's starting to pay the price for that kind of crap. And also, finally, Netflix tests serving unprompted trailers between shows, and is sparking panic over it. Let me tell you something. If I'm paying it's now up to $11, $12 a month for Netflix, they better not start showing me commercials. I will drop them like a lead anchor in a saltless sea. That's the one thing that, you know, all this other crap I can kind of put up with, I can push aside. You start showing me ads on content that I'm paying for already. No, we got a major problem. Major issue. Well, they do that on Hulu. I know Hulu charges you a minimal. It's like $6 or $7 a month to get all that stuff that you normally get on TV, and half the time you miss it anyway or you can't see it. And they're TV shows. So there are commercials, but they're far fewer than what's on the network. And you can upgrade to like another, you know, few bucks, up to 10 or 12 bucks a month. You can get the Hulu premium and there are no commercials. And I haven't done that. I can put up with a couple of, you know, 2 minutes worth of commercials during every break instead of 5 minutes of commercials every break, which is part of the reason why I reduce the number of commercials and ad and breaks on this program, since we're not doing the rush clock anymore because we're not syndicating the way we used to. I pulled that back. I don't need to have all those commercials. And now you get more content than on this program than you can get anywhere else. You're getting more than 50 minutes per hour of actual real content versus you go to Rush or Hannity, man. You ever count that stuff? You're getting less than 40 minutes of actual content. I'm more than 10 minutes more. That's 10 minutes worth more of information. Just saying. Yeah, but I'm not going to go that way. I was asked about bringing something up. That we can't be tricked into taking the mark of the beast by some company inserting chips into people. A person has to willingly take the mark of the beast, knowing what it means, because Lucifer is more interested in taking souls, not tricking people. It hurts. Got more to know that a person is doing this willingly rather than being tricked into it. It has to be a conscious decision to purchase, giving their soul to Lucifer rather than to God. That is true, but I don't believe that anybody is being tricked into taking the mark of the beast by these RFID chips. I think they know exactly what's going on and they're accepting it. And I won't accept that because I know what's going on. And people, the one thing about people is in their soul, in their heart, they know that there is a God and that there are certain universal truths. And they choose to either ignore or deny it. So you're making a choice no matter what. You really are. So I'm not going to, castigate you if you really, I think you're crazy if you willingly take these things. This is the beginning of it. And there are a lot of people that are going to be so fearful that they're going to fear that they have to take this stuff. I won't do it. Not going to do it. Not at this juncture. Nuh-uh. Not good for you. Just saying. Not going to do it. But in any case, by the way, don't be an evil beast and dump Netflix or anything yet. You're making a difference. Your pressure on them is making it. Look, now you even got Jack Dorsey admitting, yeah, we're left-leaning. Yeah, we already knew that. They're being pressured into starting to admit who they are, folks. And that's a lot better than having them hide. Let me tell you something. It's better to know who they are, who your enemy is, than to not know. Really, honestly. In any case, we are out of here for today because we're out of time, but we'll be back here tomorrow, so be here for that same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, have a wonderful Monday afternoon. I'm Rod Echols. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out.